Hustings Live on Isle of Wight Radio with the Isle of Wight County Press.
Good evening, it's 9:27. Hustings Live continues. It's not over yet. We have come back from St George's Park in Newport, where the action has been happening for the last couple of hours or so. The second half of the debate, I think, actually proving sparkier than the first half. And I think quite intriguingly as well, John, some of the flashpoints, if you like, were not particularly Isle of Wight issues. It was questions like same-sex marriage, like migrant workers, that were proving flashpoints for the candidates.
Absolutely. A few sort of challenging ones for the candidates there. As you say, a couple of other interesting ones, sort of which parties they'd collaborate with. It's quite a bit of an eye-opener there.
All right. Well, we've got Matt White, who is at St George's Park. Matt joins us now. Matt, how was it at your end?
Thanks, Tom. We're back at St George's Park, where Hustings Live 2015 is over. I'm now joined by co-chairs Alan Marriott and Lucy Morgan. Alan Marriott, first of all, you said before you were hoping for a lively debate. I think we got that.
I think we did. The audience were gagging to get in there and to make their points. I think we controlled that very well. But it was all very interesting to hear what the candidates had to say on so many issues.
Lucy, loads of questions, both coming through in advance and tonight through social media. We were inundated with questions. It could have gone on all night, couldn't it?
It really could have. We really tried to get through them. We tried to keep on those timings because there were so many questions left over. And we always knew we were going to get lots of questions. But it's just so, you know, a huge thank you to everyone that's taken the time to ask a question tonight. Hopefully you felt it was answered if it was your question. And for those that didn't, hopefully the candidates will be able to answer them at their leisure before the election. Such a shame that we didn't get through them all, but I don't think we ever were going to.
And of course, there was 300 people in here tonight. It was very, very busy. There was a lot of participation as well from the floor. We heard a lot of applause. We heard some boos. It was a real combination.
There were. I mean, you could hear the mutters and the comments coming through to us standing by the side of the stage there. But it's, I think, you know, people, as they've gone out tonight, have said to me, oh, well done. It was a really good event. But, you know, they would have liked to have asked their questions. They would like to have put their point. You can go on all night, but I think a fabulous evening for Ireland democracy.
And now the task of going through everything and analysing what was said and reflecting and responding to that. Big day now. Tomorrow as well, we'll be looking, going through everything that was said tonight.
Yes, tomorrow a bit of a recap, because obviously this is a bit like a parachute jump. It seems like you've got ages to fall, and then the closer you get before your time's up, it goes faster and faster and faster. So yes, tomorrow's all about the analysis, and then obviously with luck we will have some results from the exit poll that people are completing tonight, and also the poll that's online on the Isle of Wight radio website and on the Isle of Wight County Press as well. So you can rate how you think the candidates performed. We'd love to hear your views. How did they do? And we'll be looking at that over the next couple of days and the results on Friday.
Lucy Morgan and Alan Marriott, well done tonight. Thank you very much for co-chairing Hustings Live 2015. You can now go and have a well-earned drink. Thank you very much. Tom, we're going to go back to you in the studio.
All right, thank you very much, Matt. Hustings Live. The hashtag is IWVote. Still time for you to get involved on Facebook and Twitter tonight.